This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
I'm Charlie Hodges, Media Services Specialist for Storage Switzerland. Joining us on this podcast about how server virtualization is breaking disk backup is Senior Analyst Colm Keegan from Storage Switzerland. Hello, Colm.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
And also George Crump, Founder and Lead Analyst of Storage Switzerland. Thanks for coming into the studio today, George.
Good to be here again, Charlie.
We're seeing that registration for this webinar, very, very high. Colm, why do you think so many people are getting on board with this webinar so early?
Well, Charlie, because we're going to be talking about ways to remediate issues with backing up virtual environments. As you know, Charlie, virtual server technology isn't anything new, but there are lots of issues with reliably backing them up and recovering the data that's protected in those environments. So we're going to really be drilling down into that.
Anything you want to add on that, George?
Yeah, I think the other big challenge we're seeing here is that there's some technologies being introduced into the virtual server environment that are challenging backup. So the ability to do change block tracking backup and the ability to do recovery in place VM recoveries, all of those really negatively impact the backup window and the recovery window and the backup device itself that most people just aren't aware of.
What do you think some of the key takeaways from this webinar are, George?
A few are, first of all, we're going to give them some ways to design an environment that allows them to protect this massively growing virtual server environment. Many end users that I talk to, they start off with, you know, 12 or so virtual machines, and then almost overnight they have 100 virtual machines, literally. And so that that's something that can dramatically change how you back up, and so you need something that can scale and meet those demands. And then also, we now with virtual servers and even virtual desktops, we live in a world where almost all the data is on corporate storage and needs to be backed up. So that's impacting backup windows. So we'll also give them some ideas on how to reduce or continue to meet their current backup windows.
Colm, any other takeaways?
Well, yeah, just to follow on with George. So, you know, obviously backup windows are important and keeping them maintained is critical. But equally critical is being able to recover the data in a timely fashion. So people don't want to architect everything purely for the backup window at the sacrifice of being able to do timely data recovery. So we'll also cover how you can get the best of both worlds and you know, have the ability to protect that virtual data and recover it on the fly by using things like data-in-place recoveries, as well as just doing standard recoveries, which is critical because as data grows, you're going to need to have the capability to keep your backup window short, but also equally important, be able to make your recovery time objectives.
And I think a key component there is that that recovery-in-place requirement changes how we architect the disk backup system. And so that'll be another key takeaway is how the disk backup system has to evolve to meet all of these different challenges and things that they're going to learn about.
One of the key parts of any Storage Switzerland webinar is the question and answer period. In fact, a good bit of the webinar is question and answers. What are you guys expecting to hear from the people who have signed up for this webinar? Colm, why don't you go first?
I think some of the questions will be that, you know, deduplication is something that they want to take advantage of. What are some of the downsides to that? And what do I need to do to make sure that when I architect it into my environment that I'm going to be able to still have the speeds and feeds that I'm used to having today with standard backup technology. So I would imagine there's going to be questions around that.
George?
I think, you know, to tie in partly to the deduplication question, you know, here's a technology that's been around for over 10 years now, so over a decade. And I think the adoption rate while widespread, isn't 100%. So there's clearly some reservation into how to implement it. And then again, like we said, I think the how it impacts the backup window and the recovery windows change in the virtualized server environment. So I think we'll hear a lot about that. And then specifically, I think we're going to have a lot of questions around optimizing the backup to get virtual machines back into production as quickly as possible. And I think we're going to be able to answer those for them.
Now, the webinar will be live on February 11th at noon Central, but you don't have to be at the webinar live to really get anything out of this, right, George?
Right. We make sure it's available on demand. So if you're overseas or somewhere, you can get the on-demand version and listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. There's even an app for both the iPad and iPhone where you can download and stream the webinar. So if you're working out of the gym and you want to watch one of our webinars, we'd be honored to keep you company.
The link to join the webinar, to register, is right below. And any of our supporting documents, if you want to do a little bit of homework before you take part in the webinar or listen to the webinar, look at the links below this podcast and you'll be able to get some of those as well. And remember that by registering for the Storage Switzerland webinar, you gain access to over 60 on-demand webinars featuring top CEOs and Storage Switzerland experts like George and Colm discussing all kinds of topics like all-flash arrays, dedupe, SSDs, data protection, object storage, you name it, we have it with our Storage Switzerland webinars. Colm, George, anything you want to add on our program today?
Well, no, Charlie, just thanks for inviting us in. I'm looking forward to a great webcast.
Colm?
Thanks, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for listening to a Storage Switzerland podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.